Hey, welcome Steve Newell to the BFM studio.
Flex on that.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for having me. Hey,
flex.co.nz.
There's always one of those guys like we just heard, eh? Sometimes more than one.
I like the follow through on that, though. Like, he didn't quit. It gets more intense.
I haven't seen the video to accompany the audio, so I'm not sure what the fuss is about.
Weirdly, John, I'm looking at the audio that accompanies that video that you're talking about, but we can't play that now because we should do other audio, which is flicks in that.
Yeah. But that guy that was doing the clapping in that, I got really excited. He was doing a stupid thing. One of his stupid things that he does.
He's a maniac, eh?
And I got really excited because I was going to be in the right city at the right time, but all it was you waited in line for ages, then went in and you told a confession, and then that was broadcast on a screen outside. It's like, no, I want to see you do something stupid. I don't want to do something stupid for you. You've got this transaction's the wrong way around.
Wait, so the confession was from him, or?
No, he wanted people to like make disclosures, and they sort of like,
right.
They were a panel of people that were like a little bit of a, they didn't comment. I think they might have made facial expressions as a reaction, but
right.
They were just like a panel that you disclose something to. And I went, I can't be fucked.
Shia LaBeouf strikes me as the type of person that maybe dated someone that went to art school, but he didn't go to art school.
Oh, that's very good.
Do you know
that's
what I mean?
Very, very good.
It's that kind of thing.
Lots of untested opinions.
I dated someone that went to art school, but I didn't go to art school. So you guys need to back off, actually.
Keeping it contemporary.
To the matters at
contemporary
hand.
Contemporary art or
current now?
To the matters at hand. Steve Newell, you've come in to review Swagger of Thieves.
Yeah, it's the Head Like a Whole Docker. It played a couple of times at the International Film Festival last year. It's made a return to cinemas. A little bit of a re-edit post the festival. And it's good timing. So I talked a few weeks ago about.
I put my hand up. Okay, so this is.
There's a question from Mr. LaBeouf in the audience.
There is a question. Is it quite common for films to get a re-edit post film festival?
Potentially. I guess so. I think there's a bit of a rush to complete things for that date sometimes, and it might be the first time that film actually played to an audience at all. So that's maybe
I could imagine a lot of this footage would be like, the band would be like, oh, fuck, should we show that? But it sounds like they've just gone, fuck it, show it.
I actually
it.
Reckon there's a bunch of, should we show that? I think that decision was made probably
Which
made
is
quite,
rad, by the way.
Yeah, decision made probably quite early in proceedings. It's kind of like an unfettered stream of consciousness admission to all sorts of ills during
rock
the career.
And roll, man.
Very rock and roll. I talked a few weeks ago about why Dogs in Space was so good, because it's a dramatization of what it's like to be friends with a band and know a band.
Right.
And I think the Head Like a Whole that we see in this film is, you know, we've probably all spent time with bands who are off the clock, and they've all got, you know, maybe a couple of opinions about the music industry.
Mm.
Maybe things didn't work out quite so well for them at one juncture or another. Maybe they fucked things up for themselves.
Mm.
But the way that people sort of talk about their past and their stature as a New Zealand band will be really familiar when you watch this documentary if you've got any mates like that. And also, they really did just stymie themselves in all sorts of different ways, from whacking tens of thousands of dollars up their arms to just some kind of dick moves, left turns and they should have turned right, and that sort of thing. The doco really sort of starts, the framing of the documentary really kind of starts as they prepare for a reunion tour, and that's the jumping off point to
pull some what time?
I'm,
what time?
I'm putting my arm up.
Oh, sorry.
We're actually just about to finish a question.
No. This loops in with your question, Big Hungry. Because Big Hungry and I did see them. I'd seen them before. I've seen them in the 90s. But Big Hungry and I saw them on the first round of the reunion tour. Big Hungry might not remember because we were in our most hedonistic party days. But we did go and see them. And both of us were spiritually moved by the experience of seeing Head Like a Whole performing at the Power Station.
I just think that band is true believers, man. They're just, it's like, it doesn't feel like bullshit when you watch those dudes.
Nah. They used to do like 1,000 at the Power Station, and it would be so crammed that the like downstairs would be full of drunk teenagers, my hands in the air at the moment.
Right.
But just like wall to wall packed full of people. And it was a pre-internet era. It was just it was an audience that got built by just delivering great show after great show after great show.
Mm.
And there was a sort of notoriety that followed them around. But as a teenager, I didn't know they were whacking things in their arms and that sort of thing. I just kind of weird guys who maybe played with their diddles out sometimes.
I guess it's the rock and roll formula is different for other for different people, and it is what it is. I mean, is there quite a lot of insight for a fan to go, oh shit, I didn't know that about the band when you watch Swagger of Thieves?
I think so. Yeah, it's not a fan's movie. I think it's more like if you're interested in Headlocker, obviously spending a lot of time with them on a screen is going to be interesting. Booger Beasley's a relentless quote machine. Like he's just like just firing off left, right, and centre. You know?
Is there
and
harmony in the band, or is there that element of
it's a shit show.
Yeah,
it's a shit show. I mean, you just need to watch the trailer to see former guitarist Tom Watson talk about how many, he's mentioned something along the lines of like, I tried so many times to leave that fucking band. it's a very strange environment. It's a true kind of rock and roll cauldron of all sorts of different bits and pieces.
That word again, cauldron.
How Gargamel.
Or Asterix and Obelix.
There's, you know, if you've ever had to listen to someone sort of analyze APRA payments, maybe a little bit less than happy that another band gets a bigger APRA payment than they do.
Do you get?
Then this is absolutely the film for you.
At the end, are you like, oh, they made it, or are you like, oh, fuck, man, that band is tweaked.
I can't give away the ending of the film.
We are getting a phone call. Should we take it to air?
We shouldn't spoil the ending.
No, don't spoil the ending. Don't spoil the ending.
Hello, the ending caller.
G'day, I heard a review on the radio and there was one very quick story that they basically sounded real kind of not good people.
What radio are you listening to, mate? This is the review, mate.
It was from overseas.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting, actually.
That's a lie. But what this guy did, he was on his way to visit, there was a gang of four of them in the car. They're on the way to visit a guy in Mount Eden.
Hey, wait, stop.
Are you about to ruin a part?
Are you spoiling something?
Just give us the address, mate. That's all we need. We don't need any other.
Is this defamatory? Okay,
I'd just like to say, they're not good people, eh?
I think everyone should be left to judge that for themselves.
This is the swagger of one. Alright, well, hey, look, everyone's entitled to the vibrations. I'll probably watch it for myself and figure it out for myself too.
Yeah, look, it's not going to say, you're not going to walk away going, I should join Head Like a Hole. Let's put it that way. But it's a fascinating look inside the engine room of a band. I mean, I thought the first time I saw it, the film might have run too long. And a part of that's because, like, where do you stop it? Like, really, like, as the filmmaker's been making this documentary over a number of years, things just keep happening.
If everyone's still kicking things around,
things keep happening. They keep orchestrating their own misfortune or something interesting, like one step after another. So I mean, it really is like it's not a train wreck. They're a successful band, a successful gigging working band in New Zealand as grown adults, which is pretty rare.
I went and saw them at the Monster Energy party and the Richmond Road.
How many monsters like Williamson did you have, by the way?
Park. Like, I'm still drawn to go and see them when they play free in public.
Did you have a...
That's a pretty low bar to set. Like, you're drawn to see them when they play for free in public. Now, can we just...
I saw them when they played under 95 BFM. You can go to the BFM Facebook page and watch the video.
I would pay to go and see Head Like a Hole, but I was also like, oh, they're playing free on a Saturday afternoon and... You know, like Williamson Park.
Is there any Richmond decent Road heroin Park around or Auckland anymore? That's really, is the band worth sticking around for?
Well, look, I'm the wrong person to ask about that one. And the band's clean, so you can't really ask. Can't ask
are they,
them either.
Are they all like on the straight and I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Do you know? You obviously know more than I do.
I just watched the movie, mate. So, you know.
Did you just ruin the ending?
No.
Okay.
No. What a boring ending that'd be, like, after all this stuff.
Well, that's what.
Like, if the ending was. And now we look into the camera and say, and we'd no longer take drugs. The end.
Now it's just roll.
All right, so you can go and see it at the Bridgeway. Do we have a ticket?
Yeah, it's also playing at the Academy as well. So it's in a couple of it's in a couple of cinemas in Auckland. It probably won't be on screen for a really long time. So don't sit on your ass if it sounds interesting.
Go
and
see it.
And look, it's, you know, it's fun to watch a. You don't get many chances to watch a documentary about a New Zealand band in a cinema. It's mostly shot in black and white, looks really good, and it sounds a million bucks.
Analog rock and roll times as well. But is it the poster with like those gnarly ass flares, and he's just like,
Yeah.
Fuck, it's yeah. that great shot. Yeah. That's a great shot.
Yeah, still like silver and teal flares.
Shirts off.
Quite ripped.
Killing it.
And I think a nipple ring, just to like really set off the kind of the era there.
Zoom in and clean it up.
I believe Steve Newell said, it looks good and sounds good. So if that hasn't sold you to go and see it, I don't know what will.
What like we're probably preaching what to what the choir. Like, what a shit thing to put on the poster, right?
Looks good and sounds good, Steve Newell.
Kia ora, brother. Thank you very much.
Do you have a tune over there,
yeah,
Steve?
This is So I Still Love Going to See Head Like a Hole, and this is from their third record, and I quite like it. So this is called Alien Wheeler.
Thank you very much, Steve Newell, and thank you to Head Like a Hole. If people want to check out Swagger of Thieves, where should they go?
That's a great question, Johnny. You should probably go to flicks.co.nz and find all the times there. But off the top of my head, it's playing at Academy, Bridgeway, and Rialto. Top of my head, might
cheers,
be wrong.
Mate. Well, we shall see you next Thursday.
Bloody good. Thanks, guys.
Toodle pipi.
Bye bye.